Hey, Galen, it's Patrick Ricardo again. Is Bob in?
He is. But,
awesome.
I've got some kind of bad news. We're no longer in the line.
What happened with that?
We got a better rate for more money from somebody else.
Could I talk to Bob about that? I'm trying to get an update from Dennis about this, so.
Okay, yeah, give me 1 second.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Bob. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, is this Bob?
Yes.
Hey, Bob, it's Patrick with Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, good, Patrick. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. Hey, Galen just told me you guys found somebody else to go with on that.
It's through ShredTech, has their own financing.
It's so, through in-house with ShredTech?
Yes.
Okay, they already give you guys an approval, or, I mean...
They did.
Okay, and Galen said they gave you guys more money?
Well, they're financing a brand new vehicle. So it's for more money with different terms, rates, the whole nine yards. So the process right now is fresh. So at this point, you would be the secondary option relative to this. So if it falls through, we did finally get an invoice on a used vehicle at the price that you approved us for.
Was that California regulated and everything as well?
That's part of the deal. And we have to, you know, there's this game that we play that we've had to play with you guys as well, is we make commitments and then they commit back to us that all the regulations and everything relative to the state of California and licensing and everything else are appropriate. So it's unfortunate that it can't be done all up front, but then we couldn't do it all up front with you folks either. I mean, we had to play this game with the approval and everything else.
Well, no.
At this point, this is the number one option, and we're going to pursue it. So we're going to initiate that whole process. We were just notified of this on Friday, and start cycling through this option. And we'll pursue this as long as all the terms and all the conditions and everything else are consistent with what we're being told right now. And then if it falls through for whatever reason, then we have your option at our disposal.
Great. All right, well, just keep in mind with that ours is time sensitive, so you don't have forever on that. So, I mean... Sounds like you guys are, you've got to choose on that. Other than that, I wish you guys would have let me know. We put a lot of allocated money into this and efforts on from even our vice president, so.
Well, I appreciate that, but I hope you also appreciate my position. If I'm in an opportunity, this whole thing initiated because you guys needed an invoice. So when we were pursuing getting an invoice, and this was Wednesday of last week, was the whole this whole element of the deal surface that they provide their own financing.
Okay.
We didn't even know about this until Wednesday. At no point during any of the conversations that we have with ShredTech were we even aware that they offered financing.
And then they offered it to you guys on Wednesday?
When we requested an invoice to get this thing going with you guys was when they said, "Do you want, or would you be interested in invoicing in a quote on in-house financing?" It's fiscally responsible of my part to pursue that, you know, to get an alternative quote. It would be silly for me to deny that or to refuse an opportunity to get a competitive quote. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, definitely.
So,
I mean, you always got to see your options.
Did. So we went ahead and told them that, yeah, we're interested. And then they came back on Friday with the approval. So this all just happened really quick. So I appreciate what you're saying, that you've devoted a lot of time. And you guys have been great. This is absolutely no reflection on you folks.
Well,
it's just that if I can get a better deal.
Well, what do you mean? Well, and get a few things on that too, because we do have Matt Drabeet over here. So I mean, if you guys want to keep, you know, pursuing this with us, see if you can get something even better, that is one option we have over here with us. We work with situations like that all the time, so that definitely is an option. Other than that, I mean, so you guys already went through application process. They have, you know, approved you guys. It's based off of, you know, financials. It's not just, basically what I'm saying is, it's not just a pre-approval. They're not just dragging you guys along. They actually have given you some terms, amount, everything.
They have.
Okay. They
did that on Friday. And basically what's at issue right now is that we commit to a vehicle, and then they come back with us with a delivery date and all the licensing credentials that validate that the truck is going to be a California certified truck. Mm-hmm. The good news is that it would be a new truck.
Yeah, so, not used.
So it, with that said, we then have an automatic alignment with the CARB rulings if it's a new truck. Because all the new trucks, no matter where they're manufactured, you know, or where they're assembled, come California-ready trucks, and they do it nationally. So mm-hmm. we don't have the concerns that we have with a used truck, which was always the concern, which prompted the whole thing with you folks. You know, it's why we couldn't get you an invoice right away, because of that whole CARB regulation issue. So, you know, I appreciate you guys have been great. You guys have been really great. But from a business perspective, this is a more opportunistic option for us to pursue.
Yeah, I gotcha.
If it falls through, and I understand that it's time sensitive, and this thing could fall through, and then we come back and say, okay, well, you know, we'd like to revisit this whole thing that you guys approved for us, and you could say, you know what, go pack fan. I mean, I totally get that. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, but I, from a fiscally responsible business perspective, it makes perfect business sense to go with these folks.
Mm-hmm. What kind of approval did they get you on that? You said they got you a higher amount. How much did they end up approving you guys for?
200.
200. Didn't we have more than that?
You had 150.
We had 150 for equipment, and we had 150 for capital, totaling
right,
300K.
That's 28% interest. So that's not a realistic number. The whole number going back to dealing with Alfonso is we have a line of credit right now at 10%. And the only way that we were going to pursue any additional working capital funding was anything at or below 10%. To pay 28% is that's just not a even remotely workable number.
Was the concern on that then, on the capital?
Oh yeah, the truck was not that far out of line. If Galen's numbers were right, and that's right, pretty much in sync with what we have now with these guys. But the working capital number was just not that's just not a number that we're comfortable with.
Right. Well,
so with
I mean,
that said, I mean, going out and bundling everything together, what was the overall monthly cash flow out of pocket expense, and that's what the decision was based on.
Okay. And so I mean, they got you about 200 for the equipment all in general.
Yeah. Everything is for the equipment. Up to the, I think the out of pocket for us will be whatever the tax and license is, and
okay.
That's probably going to be $5,000,
mm-hmm.
you know, somewhere in there. It's really unfortunate, and I appreciate what you guys on the financing side battled every day. You need your information, and it's difficult for me to come up and get viable information without making commitments, because nobody wants their wasted time. You've devoted a lot of time into this deal, and as have we, and it's just unfortunate that I can't fill out, say, one sheet of paper and have everything readily hand, you know, knowing everything. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't work that way. So what are the final, you know, I can go to the California DMV and get a basic idea of what the, you know, the tax and license is going to be.
Uh-huh.
But that doesn't happen until there's an actual contract written, and then it becomes part of the contract. Just like when you buy a new car. You know, you can come up with a base estimate of what that number is, but you know, that's something else we don't know and that we're questioning now as well. You know, what is that number going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I need to provide my insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. Well,
Patrick, again, you guys have been great, and it's you know, there's nothing that you guys did that I'm unhappy with. I mean, you've worked with me. We've you know, I think we had a pretty good relationship. But from a business perspective, this just is something. This is just an option that we are going to pursue right now. And if it falls through, hopefully, our bridge is not burned, and we can still come back to you folks in hopes of striking up a deal.
Right, and I mean, even if something else comes up in the future as well, or even with some capital on that. But what I was just going to say was, you know, because originally the, you know, 150 amount approval that we did get for that equipment, we kind of decided, if you remember our conversation, we kind of decided to kind of, you know, go pursue the capital end of it and kind of get the difference of that with the capital loan because of, right. So maybe would you be interested in if I could reopen the equipment, see if we can get you approved for up to 200 on that? The only reason we didn't do more than 150 was because of the stipulations and requirements, you know, once you get past that limit of 150K, because that, you know, is a lot of money.
It is, and that was something that I anticipated having to do with these folks, but they didn't request all that, and that was something that you were very upfront about, that there would be additional submission requirements, which, and I mean, you've seen our financials. That's scary. So at this point, I would feel more comfortable going with a deal that we have right now, and then using you as the backup, even knowing that deal may not be available to us if this thing falls through. And I fully understand it, fully appreciate it. I'm a big boy, and I understand how that stuff works. But right now, with working directly with the company, with everything else that they're offering, I feel comfortable going in this direction. And if it falls through, giving you a call back, Patrick, and saying, hey, this... I'd like to pursue something else.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I mean, we can do that. But just kind of touch on what you said with ShredTech. You said they didn't really require any financials, anything like that from you, so...
Well, they, to a certain degree. I mean, it wasn't going in and providing, you know, tax records or anything along those lines. It was basically, you know, the history, that the same elements, the same package that you folks required. So there wasn't a whole lot of additional information that they required. So that was good. You know, it's pretty much just like what you had requested.
Okay. All right, Bob. Well, I mean, thanks for letting me know, I guess, and I guess we'll keep in contact about this.
Very good. And Patrick, thank you again for everything. I do really appreciate your time and your efforts.
Yep, you too. And I mean, you guys are local too, so, you know, we always like to help the local businesses. You know, hopefully in the future we can strike some up.
Great. Thanks, Patrick.